Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title at Olney Theatre.
I am Kevin McAllister. I'm the Director of Curated Programming and the BIPOC Artist Advocate at Olney Theater Center for the Arts in Olney, Maryland.
Yes, and we are talking because Olney Theater is going to do something really cool over the next few weekends here over the summer. They're going to be doing an outdoor movie series. Thanks for joining us. I want to get into the lineup in a second, but first let's start with, you know, how this idea came about. I mean, it's one of my favorite summer traditions, but how did you, you know, at Olney Theater, were you looking at your outdoor space and thought, this would be a good idea?
We actually tested it out a little bit last summer. We did a screening of Rocky Horror Picture Show, and we were surprised by how many people showed up just to experience watching that movie outdoors. You know, of course, it's an interactive experience for families and audiences. But after that, I was kind of very much smitten with the idea of doing this as a weekly thing on our outdoor campus, because we have a brand new stage here, so we should get people out here.
Yeah, you were like, let's do the time warp again.
Yes, you understand.
Hey, so what, you mentioned the outdoor space and the outdoor stage and everything. Is it the Root family stage? Is that what you call it?
Yes, we have a brand new stage we've just built, which is more of a permanent facility than what we've had the last two summers. But the Root family stage at Omi's Pavilion, we just did a grand opening last week with a huge staging of West Side Story in concert, 20 orchestra pieces and 16 singers. It was a great, great experience.
That's awesome. One more thing before we get into the lineup, are we calling it like a pay what you want movie night? Like, how does it work? Our actionable information for our listeners, if they show up, do they just give a donation? Should they bring a picnic blanket? What should they do?
Yeah, it should be anything that makes you comfortable. I mean, we have chairs, we've got plenty of space. You can lay out in the grass, have a bottle of wine. We've got concessions, we've got a bar. I mean, it's a great experience. So generally, it's a pay what you can experience. If you want to go to the website and just make a donation of any kind, we really just wanted this to be something that people could experience together. And we also want to make it a connective thread for people who don't know about Olney Theater to kind of get to know us and what we do. And we're working on really just making sure that we're speaking to the community on as many levels as possible with our programming and the choice of movies, as well as making sure that we are reflecting the people who live around us in Montgomery County. So anyone who's in the area or who's not in the area can come down and have a great time.
Perfect. And just to follow up on the pay what you want thing, the website says minimum $5 per ticket. Is that the case?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we want to be able to at least keep the lights on. So if people have a $5 bill, or if you just want to go to the website and make a donation, we are so grateful for all of that.
Okay, awesome. Well, without further ado, let's get into the movie, because you have some absolute all-time Stone Cold classics coming up. I guess the first outdoor one will be this Sunday, July 16th, 8:30 p.m. One of the all-time sci-fi classics, Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Why should folks come out to this? Why'd you pick it?
Yeah, because we were focusing on the decades this year. So every week we're going to be showing a prominent movie from a specific decade. And what better from the 1950s than that timeless classic, The Invasion of the Body Snatchers. It's so cult loved and appreciated. And it really just set the tone for what a lot of sci-fi and horror films have become today. You know, there's a lot of imagination when you watch that kind of movie that was written and created almost over 70 years ago. So it's a great tribute to people who grew up watching those movies during that time, but also it really does open an invitation for people who are new to these kind of movies to get a sense of the greatness that horror sci-fi comes from.
Oh yeah, and there's been so many, you know, remakes and stuff over the years, yeah. But that 50s one, I think you're right to pick it. I think that is my favorite one, and directed by Don Siegel, who would go on to make Dirty Harry.
You know your facts, Jason. I like you.
Well, yeah, they better. I should get another job and don't be our movie critic if I don't know this stuff. No, Body Snatchers is incredible. All right. And then the next Sunday, July 23rd, arguably Hitchcock's greatest, you know, people will quibble with Vertigo, Rear Window, North by Northwest, Birds. There's so many good ones, but Psycho, man, this is a classic. Why do you think families should maybe not families, but why should people turn out for this?
Yeah, start your children off terrified. But the 60s were such, I think in America, such a building time, just in terms of everything was changing, everything was evolving, and people were really testing the waters. And Alfred Hitchcock was kind of leading the way in a lot of regards, just bringing about examining human at its purest form, examining human flaws. And I was really intrigued by that movie because, one, so many people loved it. And I was like, yeah, I love this movie too. And I didn't know why, but it's really because the movie is scary because it's literally about everyone and anyone. It's about the person next to you. It's about the person you think you know and you don't really know. And that's kind of what gets under our skin about that movie. And then, you know, the classic, you know, well, I don't want to ruin it, but you know the classic scene in that movie. You haven't seen it.
Does it count as a spoiler alert? You know, whatever, 60 years later. Yeah. 63 years later. But yes, the audacity to do that big twist so early on, like you're saying, and kind of shift our perspectives. We're like, oh, this movie is actually about this person. I thought it was about someone else. And one of the all-timer, I put this like up with The Sixth Sense, one of the all-time greatest twists of all time.
Definitely the lead into The Sixth Sense. Yeah.
Awesome. And then the Sunday, July 30th, we're moving into the 70s with, you know, the biggest blockbuster of that decade or almost any decade. The original Star Wars. Why'd we go with this?
I think it's so interesting because I'm a huge Star Wars fan, but I'm always confused. It's a good way for me personally to hit reset and start from the beginning and work my way forward. But I chose this movie because it speaks to everyone on every level, in every generation, in every part of the world, in every language. Like, there's no person on the planet who is not affected by Star Wars. And it's a great way for people from all walks of life to come to only. I mean, it's a timeless classic at this point. I mean, it was written, created like 50 years ago, but it's also speaking to a generation 500 years from now. So I think just in terms of what film is and what film could actually become, this movie is a true testament of, like, this is what Timeless is really about. And the imagination in it is just ridiculous. So super huge fan of all of these. So hopefully people will flock in to see this one.
Yes. I mean, George Lucas's imagination. And I mean, I can't think of another movie that introduce so many, you know, the quantity of famous characters as that movie. You know what I mean? Like, we take for granted Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader and Han Solo and Princess Leia and R2-D2 and C-3PO and Chewbacca, and just it goes on. And then you're like, wait a minute, that all started in one singular script in one singular movie. It blows my mind. Cool. And then Sunday, August 13th, we're moving ahead into the 80s. When you think the 80s, of course, you think of John Hughes and the Brat Pack and all that stuff. So we're going with 1985's The Breakfast Club. Invite folks. Maybe it's probably perfect for like teenagers to come too, right?
Yeah. Oh, this is definitely for teens and the people who are from my generation. This is probably selfishly one of my favorite movies. So I think it really just speaks to the generations of, you know, teen archetypes and, you know, the idea of the jock, the princess, you know, the nerd, and just how they all work together. It's a great film that's literally about kids in detention and how people from all walks of life just kind of learn to get along. And I think it just speaks to a larger message in a lot of ways, but at its core, it's just fun. It's mindless. And it's just really, you're just rooting for any and everyone. And everybody I talk to has a different favorite character. So what person on the planet doesn't love this movie?
Absolutely. Don't you forget about going to see Breakfast Club. And then closing it out on Sunday, August 20th, The Silence of the Lambs, one of my all-time favorites. It's a psychological thriller, but definitely some horror elements. If we want to count it as horror, it is the only horror movie to ever win Best Picture. Why'd we go with this?
I think I have the serious strange connection to Silence of the Lambs. I don't know why I've always loved this movie. I like movies that make people think. I like movies that have great acting. I like movies that have interesting twists. I like movies that have compelling characters. And I think, you know, Clarice and Hannibal Lecter are just timeless. You know, they're amazing. They're well acted. Jodie Foster and Sir Anthony Hopkins are just surreal. And I think when that movie came out, I remember it was all everyone talked about. I remember everyone was dressing up like Hannibal Lecter and, you know, the fava beans and the Chianti and, you know,
the lotion in the basket. I mean, most movies are lucky to have one memorable villain. This has two, Hannibal and Buffalo Bill, and Clarice is trying to catch him. And it's like deeply feminist too. You know, there's scenes she gets in like the elevator and looks around at all the FBI colleagues and they're kind of looking down on her and like she's standing her ground like that. Jonathan Demme was ahead of his time with that.
Yeah, it's great. It's just great fun. And we wanted to close out with something that kind of, gives people a fright a little bit. Because originally I was going to do all horror films, and I was like, that's not fair. So, but
I
this is
love.
a round out the season. Yeah.
No, that's perfect. And you can kind of end late August at Silence of the Lambs will sort of tee up the heading into the fall and Halloween season. All right, cool. Well, I have plenty to work with. Before we run, do you want to just pretend I'm not here and you're speaking directly to the listeners and say, hey, everyone, come on out to Olney Theater, the outdoor movies. You're going to have a blast.
Hey, if you have any kind of love for film, or if you want a new love for film, come out to Olney Theater Center. We are running every Sunday a brand new experience outdoors where you will get to experience a movie that's been exciting in a specific decade, all the way from the 1950s all the way through the 1990s. We want to meet all of you. We want to see all of you. Bring a blanket, bring a bottle of wine, bring a friend, bring a few friends, and have a great time.
All right. Well, thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.